This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North and South Korea say their respective leaders will meet sometime next month in the North's capital. Reuters' Grace Lee has more.
South Korea's president plans to cross over to the North in September for an unprecedented third summit with leader Kim Jong-un. On Monday, the two Koreas held a fresh round of talks at the DMZ to discuss details and announced the summit would be held in the capital of Pyongyang. It's a step forward, but not without tension over the North's nuclear program.
I think if we talk about our problems, this will be an opportunity to find the solutions that our country is looking for.
Ri Sung-kwon, the chairman of North Korea's reunification committee, was cryptic on Monday, saying it's important to clear obstacles that prevent relations between the two from moving forward. And if they aren't, unexpected problems could emerge.
Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. A Voice of America Mandarin Service correspondent and a multimedia journalist working for VOA were detained Monday evening by Chinese police while attempting to interview a retired Chinese professor who was taken away by authorities during a live television interview with VOA nearly 2 weeks ago. Correspondent Yi Bingfeng and VOA contractor Alan Ai were taken into custody in Shandong Province, after talking to a professor through a closed door of his apartment. Authorities in the apartment hallway attempted several times to disrupt the interview and ordered Feng and his Chinese assistant to leave the building. The two reporters were then held by police at the exit of the building. They are still believed to be in police custody. Afghanistan authorities confirmed Monday that 4 days of fighting with the Taliban in and around the embattled southeastern city of Ghazni has in fact killed 100 Afghan security personnel, as well as 30 civilians. This is VOA News. The FBI has dismissed an agent who was removed from the special counsel's Russia probe after sending text messages criticizing U.S. President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
His lawyer says Peter Strzok was fired late Friday, criticizing it as the bureau bowing to political pressure by overruling an internal recommendation to suspend and demote Strzok. The longtime agent had sent a colleague text saying, "We'll stop a Trump candidacy," and referring to the candidate as a disaster. The president has repeatedly bashed Strzok on Twitter, saying the text showed the special counsel's probe is a hoax. Today, he writes Strzok has finally been fired. Strzok defended himself at a contentious House hearing in June, saying his personal views did not reflect any political bias at the FBI and did not affect his work. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Monday government mismanagement has hurt Iran's economy more than U.S. sanctions. U.S. President Trump last week reimposed a set of sanctions that had been lifted as part of the 2015 nuclear deal Iran struck with world powers to limit the country's nuclear program in exchange for relief from measures that had badly hurt its economy. Meanwhile, the Ayatollah has rejected an offer by President Trump to hold talks to strengthen its ties. Reuters' David Doyle.
Washington says negotiating a tougher nuclear deal than the one sealed in 2015 is Iran's only escape route from the sanctions. This is the first time Iran's supreme leader has commented. And though he ruled out talks, Khamenei also ruled out the possibility of war with the United States.
We'll respond with great force if war is waged against us, but we'll never start a war.
Defying U.S. demands to curb its missile program, state TV also reported on Monday that Iran had unveiled a new short-range ballistic missile. European signatories still back the nuclear deal. They fear Trump's Iran policies could undermine the pragmatist president Hassan Rouhani and strengthen hardline clerics.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Turkey's central bank failed to halt the slide of the country's lira currency on Monday, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accusing the United States of purposely trying to damage his country's economy. The Turkish lira has plunged 40% this year, dropping 16% Friday and then tumbling another 7% Monday, trading at 6.9 to the dollar. That is up slightly from its low point. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.